Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
Well, there are so many things that need to be said in the aftermath of a national crisis. There are political things that need to be said. There are human rights things that need to be said. There are things around policing and equality between racial groups that need to be said. And all of these things have been said by many people throughout these last few days. And many of these things need to be repeated and endorsed and commended. But I also know that there are some questions that you and I are asking, that we find ourselves asking at this time of crisis because we are people of faith or people on a faith journey. There are questions surrounding who God is and all these kinds of things that we have on our hearts and our minds. And so I think if we can ask these questions and get better answers, we can find our way through and find our way forward, especially as people of faith. And I think there are three questions that people seem to be asking in times like this. And I know that you're asking them because you've asked them of me and with me. We've pondered these questions before because these are the kinds of questions that come up in times of crisis. And as we know all too well, these questions have been very frequent and very often asked over the past year that we've been journeying through together. But these questions come up again, and I think we want to look at them for ourselves at this time as well. And the three questions are these. Who is God? Where is God in all of this? And what does God want for us and from us in times like this? In times of crisis, it is natural to question God. And questioning God is something that is faithful and something that we can do. God can handle all of our questions, even our questions about God. And so that question, who is God or what is God, is a fair question in times like this. And one of the things that we can turn to is some of the poetry that we find in Scripture, especially in the Psalms, that help us understand what people have experienced God to be like and what God is like for us right now. And in one of those Psalms, we hear that promise and that metaphor that God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in times of trouble. And one of the beautiful things about our experience of who God is that we know that God is eternal. And so that we know what that means is that who God has been is also who God is right now. So in this time of crisis, God is still a God who is here to protect us and a God who is here to give us strength. That has been true, and that is true, and that will always be true because of who God is. And even though in the midst of this moment of crisis, we find ourselves wondering if God is with us, we know that God has been with us and that God will continue to be with us no matter what. The Apostle Paul, in the letter that he wrote to his friends in Rome, reminds us of something like this as well. Paul reminds us that there is nothing that is going to ever separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. And that's true because God's love is with us always. And God's love is with us now. And that's indeed part of what it means that God is our refuge and our help in times of crisis. And what's beautiful about God's love is that it is also eternal. So God's love has been with us, is with us, and will always be with us, no matter what the circumstances of life might be. And that is a gift that we can hold on to, a promise that we can cling to now in this time of crisis and any time we face. That also leads us into that second question about where is God in the midst of all of this? Where is God in the midst of yet another crisis that we're facing? We think because we go through struggles that God has abandoned us. And yet we know that God will never abandon us. And so we have to make sense of where God is. Now, in a moment like this, there are many ways that God could act. We might expect God to take action through God's own use of God's self. We could see God doing things on God's behalf. But throughout most of human history, we know that God doesn't act in that way by divine action. Rather, that God uses people. That God uses people to do God's work in the world. And so when we see people at work doing God's work, which is the works of love and service, we know that God is at work through them. And that means that even in the midst of this crisis, God will continue to use you, God will continue to use me, and God will continue to use all kinds of people to show us that God is present, that God is doing work in this world. The great Presbyterian, Mr. Rogers, can remind us in a moment like this what his mother used to say to him, which was to look for the helpers. Because when you see the helpers, you know that all is not lost. In the midst of a very hard week, there were many courageous helpers that we can see that were doing the work of God, the work of keeping people safe and finding ways forward. We can think of keeping people safe, and we should and do think of first responders and the police and the medical community to keep us safe throughout this crisis and many crises. But also, there was a servant who was doing something that shows us that God is with us because of his good work through this person, whether he knows it or not. And what I'm thinking about is what Representative Andy Kim did, who represents the 3rd Congressional District of New Jersey in the aftermath of the Capitol attack. Representative Kim was looking around the Capitol, and he started to see the cleanup efforts begin. And he was inspired by the action of others, and he joined in on the cleanup duty. It said that he started cleaning in one spot, and when the work was there, he went to another and another. And then after all of that was done, he returned to the debate that was at hand. Now, some of these photos have gone viral at this point, and he says that he just couldn't help himself but to do what needed to be done at that time, inspired by the example of others. But what I see in that midst of that moment is a person doing the work that needs to be done, doing the work of service so that others might know that they are not alone and all is not lost. And that's the work that God wants us to do. God wants us to do the work that shows others that all is not lost, that all has never been lost, and that they are not alone. And when we do our part, that helps others see that God is at work in the world. So we can look and see where the helpers are to understand that God is not done with us, that God is indeed with us, that God is working through people, as God always has done, to help us understand that we're not alone in this time. But there's another thing also. That third question is, what does God want for us and from us in a time like this? What does God want us to be doing, and how does God want us to be helping? Well, the thing that God wants for us in a moment like this is God wants us to be safe. God wants us to be secure as best we can in a moment like this. Because moments like this bring about some times of insecurity and a feeling of being unsafe. Now, most of us find ourselves in a very secure and very safe place physically. And if you are in a spot, for whatever reason, where you're not feeling safe physically, then please be in touch so we can help you feel more safe. But for the most part, many of us who will hear this message are going to know and be safe physically. But yet, in a time like this, there's a lot of emotional and psychological safety that feels compromised. There have been attacks on people that feel very similar to us throughout all the last year, and in the symbolism that we saw motivating the attack on the Capitol, many different things can be coming back to mind. And so there are people who feel unsafe at this time. But God wants us to feel safe. God is our refuge and our strength in times of trouble. That means that God wants us to feel that we can be safe. And so what does God want for us? God wants all of us to feel safe. Now, the reality is that some of us feel unsafe, and some of us feel safe. And if you feel unsafe, what God wants for you in this moment is to find your way forward. God wants you to know that God doesn't want you to feel unsafe. God wants you to feel comfortable where you are in this sense. So we want to do what we can for each other so that we can feel safe. But there are plenty of us, myself included, that know and feel a sense of security and safety and agency and ability to help in a time like this. And in moments like this, those of us who feel like we're in a position of strength need to be about the work of protecting people and helping them feel safe. As it says in the Psalms, to help those who feel like they've been compromised, specifically those who feel no power, and for those who feel like they're orphans. That's the biblical metaphor of saying for those who feel unsafe or those who feel like they have no one who's there for them. And so if you find yourself in a place where you feel like you are safe and you have some agency or some wellness or some power, you then are called by God to help others feel that same way. Now, specifically in a time like this, it might be hard to get our heads around how we do that. And I want to think specifically about the ways in which this might be true for us here in our part of Chicagoland. Now, the attack on the Capitol was in another part of our country, and so we feel a sense of connection to that as we should. But for the most part, many of us at this time are safe and need to find our way forward. And those of us who have people who we're responsible for, we need to make sure that those people feel safe and secure as we go forward. And thinking about more specifically the people in our lives, our families, our friends, perhaps our coworkers, the people that are really in our sphere of influence, those are the people we need to think about whether they're safe and whether they feel secure at this time. So if you are in that place where you feel like you can help other people, then we are called to help protect other people. It might be as simple as letting somebody know that you're still here for them. It might be another step of reaching out to somebody and having a conversation with them to help them understand and help them process what they've been going through. Just simply listening, letting them tell how they feel. Offering an empathetic ear can be so important in a time like this. And you can loan your strength to someone else in this way. You can help them move forward, and you're doing what God wants for you and from you at this time. I mean, one of the greatest gifts that you can give to someone at a time like this is listening. And how do I know this? Because my wife gives me that gift. As you might know or might gather, I'm a bit of an external processor. And so when I'm going through something that I don't understand or going through a moment of trial or crisis or stress, I tend to talk a lot. And my wife, most of the time, does a beautiful thing and just listens, lets me run and figure it out, because she knows that eventually I'm going to find my way to some better understanding. And she then just lets me get there. Other times, she does the gracious thing, which is to stop me and hold up a mirror to me more quickly. But what she does is she gives me a sense of safety, a sense of belonging, and she loans me her strength of listening so I can find my way forward, and really so we can find our way forward together. It's just so powerful when we can offer that chance to be listened to and help someone feel like they belong at a time of crisis. Who is God in a time like this? God is still our source of strength and comfort. Where is God in a time like this? Well, God is still at work, and God is at work through you and through me and all of the people that are doing God's work in the world, especially all those people who are helping in the way that God wants us to help. And what does God want for us and from us in a time like this? Well, God wants us to feel safe and secure. God wants us to understand that God has never abandoned us. And what God wants us to do then for others and with others is to help them feel that same way, to know that they are secure because God loves them, and that we are here to protect those who need protecting, to help the vulnerable at a time like this. It's my hope that by exploring these questions and having perhaps better answers to them, we can find our way forward in another time of crisis. Because if we are able to find our way forward in a time of crisis, we are doing what God wants us to do, which is to continuously just do the next right thing in our lives. God is with us. God is at work through us. God wants us to be safe, and God wants us to help others to be safe too. Well, before we move on to the rest of our time that we have together, I want to offer up three questions that you might ask someone in your life that might help them make it through this time and help them to know that you are there for them. And here are those three questions. The first one is, how did you feel this past week? The second one is, how did you feel powerless this past week? And the third one is, how could I help you feel more safe? If we listen to our friends and our family members, our coworkers, if we listen for understanding, not to answer, if we listen with empathy, we can help them. I hope that you will consider asking these questions of someone and listening to their answers. Perhaps that same person will ask them of you so they can hear your answers. But I think if we continue to pursue the questions that we have in our hearts and our minds, and maybe these questions as well, we can help make better sense of where we're at and how to go forward at this time. Now, don't worry if you didn't get those questions written down. We have published them in a variety of places, and we'll have them published elsewhere as we go forward. We'll make sure if you want to answer those questions, you have access to them. Well, I hope you do find a time to ask those questions. But right now, I do hope you'll join us for the rest of our time together.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.